anytime, any place, anywhere, any way. It's Thursday, the 21st of September, 2023, with Blondie's Call Me drifting into the background. It's once again time for the Wine of the Week, presented by Eamon Darling from Tops at Lifestyle. Welcome, Eamon. Nice to have you back in the studio on a Thursday afternoon. Oh, hang on a sec. I don't know why I keep doing this. I've been very, very... I've been missing the mics today. Nice to see you again.
You just want to hear me accent there.
Yeah, no, it's a pleasure as always to hear the charming, the lilting Irish accent. You know that it's a good wine day. Now today, Eamon has brought in with him a really attractive looking bottle. And I say this absolutely hand on heart. It's pretty. It's modern. It's clean. It's fresh. And the label is, it's embossed. So it feels like a bit of sea sand incorporated, and a beautiful shot of a spray of the ocean. Why? Because, this is Neil Ellis's West Coast Sauvignon Blanc. The West Coast whispers its secrets only to those who appreciate its understated sophistication. That gives us a hint. That's what we're tasting today. The wine of the week is Neil Ellis's West Coast Sauvignon Blanc. So, Eamon, what can you tell us about this wine?
Okay, Dave, it's from, as you said, Neil Ellis, from the West Coast. So it's a nice, cool climate, very close to the sea. So it's got lovely soils, nice misty weather, which helps develop what we're going to taste later in a while. It's a 2023 vintage.
So it's brand new.
It is. Yeah. It is. I think we may have tasted a 22 late last year, but this is a current vintage that they've just released.
Now, a Sauvignon Blanc, you can drink fresh like that. It doesn't have to age.
It doesn't have to age, but this can age, Dave. You can age this because it's got a nice little minerality to it and a little bit of salinity because you get that breeze that comes in off the sea right over the wines.
So it is really reminiscent of the coast.
The coast, yes, definitely. Definitely.
Okay, so beautiful, this would be a lovely wine to drink while you're here, if you're on holiday. And if you live here, of course, just to add to the experience, the joy. Maybe down on the beach even. Eh?
Perfect for the beach, Dave. Every day. And each label is different with what we're looking at now. Each label has got its own different design on it, even though it's the main one, but each scene is different on each label. So there's 12 different labels, so you can collect 12 different ones. And there's also a special bottle that they made with, in the background on it, is a rugby player.
Really?
I think he's an Irish rugby player as well. I'm not too sure.
Why would they do that?
You'll have to wait and see.
All right. Let's get into it. Why don't we have a taste? We'll take a little bit of a breather with a piece of music, possibly a tune by INXS. It's called Elegantly Wasted. I think it's kind of appropriate. And we'll be back once we have had a splash to give you the good news, I'm sure.
Baby's down the well 'cause she owns it. Making up
in excess, elegantly wasted. And I can assure you that you could get extremely elegantly wasted on this particular West Coast Sauvignon Blanc by Neil Ellis. It is charming. Man, you see what they say in the notes. The West Coast whispers its secrets only to those who appreciate its understated sophistication. Well, this wine is understated sophistication.
It is.
As quite apparent instantly, you mentioned that there was a slight minerality and a little bit of a sea breeze to be detected almost in that salinity. They talk about the bright acidity and ripe fruit flavors. And there it is. There is the summer fruits that you can taste all day long.
Lovely
apricot,
tropical flavors.
Melon, it's there. It's beautiful, and they say the bright acidity and ripe fruit flavors complement, for example, summer salads, crunchy salads with cheesy vegetable dishes. And you mentioned the fact that it could go well with a braai, but with a seafood braai.
A seafood braai, Dave, yeah. Shellfish, fresh shellfish, and fresh fish, fresh lionfish.
So this is the perfect summer tipple to enjoy with friends and a good dose, if you like, of your favorite healthy repast. Salads, vegetables that are done beautifully, a braai with the finest seafood. Of course, it would be the finest seafood if you're going to do justice to this fine bottle of Neil Ellis West Coast Sauvignon Blanc. This is the 2023 varietal. We talked about the fact that you can drink it fresh like this, and it is absolutely delightful. But you say you can lay it down a bit, it'll get more delightful.
It'll become more elegant, Dave. I'll develop more in the bottle in the next 2 to 3 years.
Well, there is a thing. What sort of price?
Dave, it's not bad. It's $105.99, so it's 106 rand a bottle.
Wow.
That's very, very good.
That's the absolute, it's a gift.
It is. It's cheaper than your normal, say, your La Motte Sauvignon Blanc. And La Motte Sauvignon Blanc is very acidic, whereas this is, I think, and La Motte being from France, this now being the West Coast is totally different.
But do not for a moment get the wrong or false impression that it is a cheap wine. This is an elegant wine.
Very elegant.
At that sort of price, you might be tempted to say, well, maybe we'll just pass it by. It can't be that good. Don't be fooled. No. It's a very good wine.
It is.
So there it is. The wine of the week. Neil Ellis's West Coast Sauvignon Blanc 2023, available at Tops at Lifestyle right now at the giveaway price of $100 and a few little bits of change. I mean, this is it. Competition-wise, what's happening at Tops at the moment?
Dave, we still have our Glamorangi competition running at the moment. That runs until the 29th of October. So you can actually win yourself a beautiful Flex golf bag, which is absolutely stunning. All you have to do is buy the Glenmorangie 10-year-old, the bourbon cask. It's retailing now. We have it on special at $549, normally $589. So it's a very good price at the moment for that single malt. And all you have to do is write your name and your phone number on the back of the till slip and place it in the entry box at the back of the tills.
Easy like that.
Easy, just
doesn't take much effort at all. All it does is tempts you to go and buy a really good tipple and enjoy that. At the same time, have an opportunity to win a marvelous prize.
Yes, and another one there, Dave. Normally, our trading hours are this week. We are normally 8 to 7. But because it's a long weekend, we've decided now tomorrow, Friday, we are going to open till 8 o'clock.
Oh.
So it gives you plenty of time to get ready for the big game on Saturday.
The game on Saturday, and of course the weekend, because Monday's a holiday. Are you open on Monday?
Heritage Day, yes. It's a National Braai Day, I believe.
Yeah, exactly that. So we'll be perfect for this particular wine of the week. Yep, indeed. So are you going to be offering this on the weekend as a taster?
Yes, Dave. Saturday and Sunday, we'll be doing tastings from 12 to 2 on both days. Plus, we'll also have another, it's a French liqueur aperitif, I should say. It's called Lillet. It's absolutely stunning.
As an additional
tasting that will be happening in one of our experiential rooms that we have in store.
Beautiful. Tops and Lifestyle, bringing you the best always, and not only the quality of what you're buying there, but also the service is immaculate. One of the finest, they say, in the country, if not the finest, and it's right here in Ballito. And our very special guest, Eamon Darling, every week pops in with the good news that is the wine of the week. Anything left on the agenda before we say cheers until the next time?
No, nothing at all, Dave. Just that next week I'll be joined by a very special guest from one of the farms again, from the Cape.
Okay, well, we look forward to that greatly. And till we meet again in thunder, lightning, or in rain, the wine of the week presented by Tops at Lifestyle. Go and taste this weekend the joy and stock up. Eamon Darling will be back in a week's time, and the afternoon show continues with Elton John.